All right, we are back in open session. So case 19-71 regarding Celestroid, DVM, and Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Yes, thank you very much.
Can I get her on the phone? Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let me get her on the phone.
Hello?
Dr. Roy, it's Victoria at the Veterinary Board.
Hi.
Is this a good time for you?
Yes, this is a perfect time. Okay. I'm just getting my glasses because I'm half blind.
Okay. No worries. Well, I've got you on speakerphone. You're here with the board, and I'm going to turn you over to Ms. Solomon, okay? Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks. Hi, Dr. Roy.
Hi, Ms. Solomon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I understand you're facing some challenges.
Yeah, you know, you just can't always win, can you?
No, but I understand you've got a very exciting trip coming up.
Yes, so I get to right before probably I will be going into surgery. I don't have an exact date yet, but right before I'm going to be going to New Zealand, and that'll be really nice with my husband and my closest friends. So I'm excited about that.
That's wonderful. I wish you safe travels in advance and a wonderful trip.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thank you. I would like to make a motion that we approve the request to be excused from testing due to vacation.
Okay.
You have a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
And Dr. Roy, the second issue, which is a larger one, deals with a request, a recommendation from your counselor, and we received your written request requesting an early termination to your 5-year probationary period.
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that's for a couple of different reasons. One is you're facing major knee surgery again, that you'll possibly, are you going to relocate to Sonoma County for the surgery?
I don't know. To be really honest with you, I want to get as many opinions as possible and then make a decision kind of on best, you know, whether I should stay here and do it, whether I should go to Mayo, maybe go to Stanford. I mean, to be honest, I'm really just kind of exploring right now, and I want to explore all options.
Yeah, and there's no reason you shouldn't have the flexibility to do so. So, and in addition, I understand that your mother is not doing well.
Yeah, she had a PTE in her leg that traveled to her lungs, and then she got, she had a DVT in her leg that traveled to her lung and got a PTE, and now she's not very mobile. So Christmas was a little hard, and she just needs help.
Yes, I'm very sorry to hear that. So those are a couple of very extenuating circumstances. In addition, you're 6 months away from complete. You're only 6 months away from completion of your 5-year probationary period. Your original consent agreement was in January 15th of 2019. So we're just about there. Is it 2019 or 2020? I may have misspoken.
2020. Yes, ma'am.
Your petition for termination of the consent agreement, I think, appropriately summarizes that you have made efforts toward compliance very consistently, that you've had a very positive attitude, you've embraced the recovery process, and as you identify in that petition I previously referenced, you have 6.5 years of sobriety under your belt.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was only one minor positive. There have been no relapses related to opioids, the previous problems, but there was one small positive test in 2021 for CBD.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So based on that, I understand we don't have to legally amend the consent agreement, but I'd like to just make a motion to terminate, an early termination of the consent agreement after 4.5 years of successful testing, therapy, and recovery. And congratulations.
I oppose because we won't be able to see pictures of all her trips.
I know. That was going to be a follow-up. Is how do we hear about New Zealand? Yes.
So you guys are wonderful.
Motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Dr. Roy, I wish you the very, very best.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Solomon. And if you ever want anyone to help with anything on the board, I really enjoyed actually coming up there.
I think you would be a great counselor for other professionals going through the same process that you are, right?
Yeah. So I would think about that. So I mean, I really it was a learning process. I learned a lot, and I really enjoyed meeting you all.
Likewise.
Thank you
for your time.
Thanks, Dr. Roy.
Thank you.
Disconnect the
phone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Victoria, should we move on to the informals? Or
I want to do the informal continuances first. This is the one she's ready. I think she's for the informal continuances after that time. Whenever. Maybe there's something else
we can.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. In section 4, number 11, case 24-148 regarding Wayne Lipovich DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education plan submitted in compliance with consent agreement. I believe that was in the main. Jim, right here. So FARs and medical records, and this is the vet med course that provides 10 hours and then 3 hours for surgical technique, and so those are a series of vet folio courses that meets the requirements, unless any veterinarians have concerns about those. Make a motion to accept the continuing education plan submitted.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And that was 101.
Case 24-148, section 4, number 11.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then section 4, number 12, case 2462 regarding Jared Dorsey, DVM. Board may review, discuss, and take action on completion of continuing education as required by board order and may return license to active status. That was in your supplement 1.
Thank you.
Yeah, I reviewed that one, and all of the order was complied with. So with the 2 hours of medical record and I think 6 of anesthesia. So
all right.
I would make a motion to return to active status.
Okay. Motion?
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Are we good? Awesome. Okay. All right. So we're going to go to the informal interview continuance for case 24-146, Kelly Baxter, DVM. We do have counsel present, and
you just might want to say you normally don't hear
from them. Oh, sure, yes.
Okay, can we fix the audio, please?
Thank you, Tracy.
Yes.